Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
WGN.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Tour, sponsored by McDonald's. Today, we take a trip to the village of Lamont. Come with us, and we'll show you why Lamont should be your hometown.
9:40, and the mayor of Lamont joins us, Johnny Gofsky. And what is new in Lamont? Haven't been out your way for a while. Tell me why I need to be there, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff going on down here in Lamont, especially this time of the year. We recommend everyone to try and get out in the evenings. We have a great Christmas light show going on. You can get your Christmas card picture, if you haven't done it already for this year, you can get a head start for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out and enjoy the scene. Do a little shopping, and of course, you got to grab a bite to eat as well. So we got some great, great places to visit here in town.
I'll give you a couple minutes to come up with your favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But first, for those not familiar with your town, you're southwest of the Loop. About how far from downtown Chicago?
About a little bit over 20 miles, just right along I-55 and 355, right in that southeast corner there.
So I was reading about the yellow limestone discovered in Lamont, and actually you can see that on some Chicago buildings, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. They back in the day, they wanted to make it a little sophisticated, so they coined it Athens marble. And you know, it's right now it's a little bit browning, as you could see as it ages. But yeah, it's you know, the Water Tower place has the Athens marble, Holy Name Cathedral, and even our original Springfield Capitol building as well.
The Argonne National Lab is there, and I remember many, many years ago, the great Paul Harvey got some publicity for sneaking into the place, and it was a whole to-do about that. You ought to Google that. I think you'd be amused there, John.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I recall the story.
Oh, do you?
And yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of mystery and a lot of tall tales about Argonne and what goes on there.
So, yeah, I bet.
Paul added to that history a little bit.
All right. So give me a couple of recommendations for good eats out your way.
Sure. So for a little breakfast, you got to try Fork and Spoon, which is uptown a little bit. And you got to follow that up with a couple of lunch places. Maybe hit downtown, Barrel and Vine, Wooden Paddle, if you want a little hot stove pizza, Cornerstone Tavern. La Dolce Vita is more of a white cloth. We have a Rosebud restaurant as well, just on the outside of, on the east side of town.
Hmm.
Diggs on Canal, Nick's Burgers we're famous for as well. So a lot of good places to eat and follow it up. Of course, you gotta have a drink afterwards to finish it all up. So several taverns in town, from Huey McClafferty's, again, Nick's Tavern, Bottles. We have our own brewery, Pollyanna. Definitely plenty of places to eat and drink.
It won't starve in Lamont or die of thirst. What's the best thing about being the mayor?
Best thing about being the mayor? It's definitely being able to check out all the new places. In fact, since I'm on the Liquor Commission, I have to be able to make sure I visit them before they open up. So we have a lot of lot of good places in town. And Bob, what's more important is they're all small businesses. They're all mom and pop owned.
We love that.
A lot of husband and wife owned places, and it's really cool just to meet with them. You know, during our pandemic, we would hold town meetings, and we'd have people crying on the phone because, you know, they really thought they were going to lose their businesses. Mm-hmm. So we were able to pull together, get out of that, and, yeah, it's just a, you know, a great community with great business owners that reside right here in town.
Yeah, COVID was a real challenge for small business people, and I'm glad to hear that it sounds like most of the folks out your way made it through that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, for the most part. We really banded together, and, you know, we tried, you know, to keep as much open as possible, albeit, you know, within the, you know, the safety of everyone. And, in fact, we still have people to this day that were from out of town. They're like, hey, thank you so much for, you know, being able to keep your places open and at least try and put some regularity back into a very strange time. But, yeah, it was a painful time for a lot of these small business owners, but it was, you know, looking back on it, you know, they're very grateful for being in Lamont, and we're grateful to have them.
You told me what the best thing is about being the mayor, but I imagine when you're in charge of a small community like Lamont, one thing that you may not like is that everybody calls you for every little problem, don't they?
You know what, though? It isn't, at the beginning, it was very much like that, and now it's, you know, it is enjoyable to you know, to talk through different issues that come around town. It's amazing, you know, how some of the rumors start, so I'm always the guy that has to kind of straighten things out as far as some of the wild rumors that's going on, but no, overall, it's very enjoyable, great community. We are in the suburbs, but we are, you know, I always say that the strength and the weakness of Lamont is we're isolated. So we are somewhat, you know, we're down here in the Splains River Valley. We have a lot of change in elevation. So it's almost like we're our own town. And, you know, a lot of the families have lived here for several decades, which means we all know each other. And that's what makes it, you know, even cooler as you walk around town. Pretty much everyone knows each other. And definitely is a very tight-knit community.
Sounds like you got a good thing going there. It's the mayor of Lamont, John Nagofsky. John, all the best to you. Have a great holiday season. Thanks for chatting with us and telling us about your hometown today.
Great, Bob. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.